The Upper West region recorded 474 mental cases in the first half of this year. The cases include psychosis, depression, neurosis, and seizure. The figure is said to be very high of a region with less than a population of 1 million. This came to light during the inauguration of the Upper West Regional Mental Health Subcommittee at WA. Swala Abdul Wahab reports.
The inauguration of the committee brings to 7 the total of mental health subcommittees inaugurated in the country. The 7-member committee is chaired by a retired Deputy Director of Nursing Service, Lawrence Walter. Its primary objective is to advise and support the regional mental health coordinator to implement mental health plans and policies for quality mental health care. The Acting Chief Executive Officer of the Mental Health Authority, Dr. Akosie Sai, spelled out other responsibilities of the committee.
You liaise with the police, the municipal assembly, and all authorities in the region to ensure that patients roaming the streets of the city, towns, and villages in the region are taken care of, that are taken for treatment and rehabilitation, and returned to their community in a program that we call differently Restoring Dignity Project or Claim the Streets. In the next 2, 3, maximum 4, 5 years, we don't want to see a single patient, a single person walking naked, dreadlocks, dirty, drinking from the drainage, eating from the refuse. We don't want to see that. And it's not that we are taking them to go and hide them. No, we are taking them to treat them, so they come back and be part of us.
The regional minister, Alhaji Hamidu Suleimani, said it is high time people accepted the fact that mental patients can be healed. He said it is unfortunate that society continues to treat mentally ill persons with suspicion and hatred. Alhaji Suleimani called for a positive change of attitude towards mentally ill patients. Speaking on behalf of the subcommittee, Andrews Dimakai of the Social Welfare Department said the committee will do its work diligently by collaborating effectively with the regional mental health coordinator to bring mental health problems in the region under control.